Ready? Okay. All right, it is 9:30 on Wednesday, July 27th, 2022. We're notice of a special meeting of the Board of Commissioners. Let's start off with a pledge. Commissioner Stevenson, would you mind lead us in?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll open it up for public comment. Anybody in the attendance would like to give us some comments? Seeing none, we'll move on to the next agenda item. We have no our business and action items from the Curtis, from the Clerk Auditor's Office, Curtis Koch, Clerk Auditor presenting. Curtis is on the phone with us. So, Curtis, take it away.
Morning, Commissioners. Thank you for taking time this morning to hold this special meeting. A couple of items you have before you. The first is the annual plan for the Slough-Rough program through the America Rescue program and the funds that we've received from that. The plan is simply a compilation of everything that we've been talking about and working on for the last 12 months and outlines for you in a concise and one spot all of the projects. So all of the projects outlined have been talked about in work sessions, budget committee meetings, and so on. So there's nothing new. The reason we're having the special meeting is it is required to be done by July 31st. And so with staffing constraints that we've had, this was the earliest that I could get this to you for consideration. And so I would ask that you approve this plan. And if in the event with the caveat that if there are any grammar or typos that are found before we submit it, that you allow me and my office the ability to correct those.
Great. Yeah, that sounds good, Curtis. We'll have a chance to also read it in detail, every word, in case we find something.
I'll make a motion that we...
Oh, hey, can I just say something first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Would it be a good idea to... to just highlight those final use of funds for the public? I don't mind doing that really quickly.
I thought you said it hadn't changed.
It has not changed, but it is all in one place compiled now, so it might be a good idea to... Curtis, is it in... I'm looking through it right now. So just the project names, if I just name the project names, that gives a good idea for overview, high level?
No, I would just, it's the plan itself that's being approved, not the projects.
Oh, all right.
The projects have already been approved in the scope of work, and I'll address that in a moment. And we've already been spending and working on several of these projects, so they're already in place and moving forward. This is just for the annual action plan, not action plan, but the annual plan that reports on what we are doing with the funds.
Okay, got it. So items one and two together?
Or? So, Curtis, is that adoption of items one and two together then?
I can address item number two. Item number two is in the May 24th meeting, we did approve or we put before you scopes of work, and those were approved. As I've been working on Slough-Rough last week, I found that there was a cut and paste error that affected all of those, and so we've gone and corrected those and put the correct information in throughout all of those documents, and so we just are asking that you amend the scope of work for the projects that we are currently working on and that we will be moving forward with or continuing to move forward with. So if you want to approve both items together in one motion, that's fine, or if you want to approve that action plan, recognizing that it is kind of a big deal, in one motion and then a second motion for the scopes of work, that's fine too. Whatever you would prefer, Commissioners.
Let's do two motions.
Okay. Go ahead, Bob.
I'd make a motion that we approve, first of all, number one, which is the revised scope of the work for the American Rescue Plan for the state and local fiscal recovery funds projects.
I will second that motion.
All right, I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Very good. And then the second item that our clerk auditor has mentioned is the number two on the agenda, adoption of the American Rescue Plan Act, or ARPA annual plan, for this upcoming date, July 31st of 2022, including, as Curtis mentioned, amending that scope of work of what was previously a cut and paste error. So I make that motion.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, opportunity for commissioner comments.
Yeah, I have one, as this is a ton of work. And I'm very grateful for the thoughtfulness of a lot of different people, but ultimately the hours, I mean, almost countless hours of work by our elected clerk auditor, Curtis Koch. Curtis, thank you very much for your great devotion to help our county to get this done in a very meaningful way, to use these funds that came from the federal government to help generations of residents to come in Davis County. That was the goal.
All right, Commissioner Stevenson.
Thank you, Commissioner.
All right. And Curtis, again, thank you for all the hard work that you've been doing on this. I know you've been spending endless hours upon hours trying to make sure these are submitted properly. Thank you for all your hard work on this and your staff, Curtis, and you lead the county well on this. So thank you. This meeting is adjourned.